The 203 project is a joint venture between the town of Carrboro and Orange County. Orange County's stake includes construction of a branch of the Orange County Library located in Carrboro, as well as permit facilities for the Skills Development Center. Carrboro's portion of the project includes meeting spaces and offices, as well as the new home of the WCOM community radio station. Steve Arndt is the Asset Management Services Director for Orange County. He recently presented an update on the Carrboro 203 project to the Orange County Board of Commissioners. Arndt said the budget for the project has increased since initial approval of the project budget in March 2020 at $28 million to now $41 million.
The county share of that increase was $5.4 million. We were dismayed by the results of the bidding, to say the least.
Arndt said while many elements within the project had the same price, supplies like concrete, steel, drywall, and sewer had dramatic increases. He pointed to COVID-19's economic effect on the construction industry, leading to higher costs because of labor shortages.
If we are to proceed with this project, there's a budget shortfall of $5,400,333, and that would have to be financed through the issuance of debt.
Commissioner Earl McKee said the project has expanded far beyond the initial request for a southern branch of the Orange County Library.
This thing has just ballooned, and I'm not saying there's a fault, but it is just completely ballooned from where we were talking about it originally. It seems to be getting out of hand. At some point in time, the funds for other projects, the funds for other services are going to be impacted by this.
McKee also acknowledged the importance of having a branch of the county library in Carrboro. Commissioner Sally Green agreed. She said while the increased price of the project is unfortunate, she said the commissioners agreed they do not want to just shell the building.
We've come a long way, and we've got to figure out some way to get to the finish line.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.